Some three brothers from Morocco. They've been here only like 1 month or 2 months, right? Okay. Oh, 432. Amen. So we really welcome you, brothers. And sister from Egypt, yeah. Right? What was your name? Iman. Iman from Egypt, amen. We welcome you. And a brother from Liberia. What was your name? Henry. Henry from Liberia. Welcome. Let's give them a hand one more time. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. God is good.
All the time.
God is good.
You are blessed today because you came here today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
it's good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing much to do at home. It's too hot there, unless you have AC. You know, it's hot summer in Korea, hot summertime, there's the best place to be. Only on Sunday. Monday through Saturday, go to library. Go to library, oh, they have a very good AC system. Is that yours? Huh? Can I borrow? Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I went to Philippines and it was hot. Korea is hot, but Philippines is hot too. And I got bit by mosquitoes, maybe 100 mosquitoes. You know, there was a long table there. It was a full-time training center there, right? And Brother Gopal was there. So we stayed there about 3 days. So the dining room became hold maybe like 500 people, I don't know. So we were eating, there's a table and chairs, and we were eating. It was hot and humid, and we were eating, right? And all of a sudden I feel tingling on my itchy on my legs, both legs. And I said, what's going on with my legs? And later I found out it was mosquitoes biting under the table. And I was questioning, why am I getting these bits by mosquitoes every time I'm eating? I want to see how many mosquitoes are there under the table. So I looked one day, I looked under the table, and I was shocked. There were like 20 or 30 mosquitoes, just one table. So I was enjoying the pork or meat at the same time. I was enjoying the food at the same time. The mosquitoes were enjoying my legs. I'm like, what is this, give and take? Thank God I took some creams, mosquito bite creams, huh? Pass. Oh, Korean pass is very good. Thank God I took it. Anyway, I enjoy Philippine. Malabon, that was Manila Malabon. There's a church, about 600 people. There, I met the brother there, so many good brothers. Brothers from Africa. About 25 to 30 Africans, they were students in China. You know, they are 500,000, I appreciate if you put it on mute. Thank you, brother, or turn off. I found out there are 500,000 students, international students in Africa. In China. There are 500,000. I'm like, wow. I need to find out how many international students living in Korea. I'm interested. I know in Hanyang University there are about 300 students. So what I'm saying is that God is onto something great. What I'm saying and testifying is that God is onto something great. That He is spreading the whole world, we call it diaspora, right? He's spreading the diaspora, almost parts of the world, and God is training them. God is mobilizing them. And God is gaining those precious souls. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is gaining those precious souls. God is establishing a wonderful churches in Africa now with the present truth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I pray that some of you from brothers and sisters from Africa, I pray that you will increase witness of our Lord Jesus Christ in Africa. Increase the witnessing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus. Okay, today I want to talk to you about this title, Jubilee. This morning I read about Jubilees. My mind is occupied with Jubilee now. Anyway, Jubilee is good. I want to preach about Jubilee very soon. Everybody say Jubilee.
Jubilee.
Every fifth year there is a Jubilee. Everybody get free from, you know, the bondage and the sins and the death and everything. You know, it's a freedom. Anyway, can you read this title together, please? Judicial redemption and organic salvation. One more time. Amen. I believe this is very important title, because unless we really get the vision of the organic salvation, we will not have a vision. Okay, we will not have purpose. We will not have a meaning to press on. What will help you to press on with your Christian life is the vision of the organic salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, probably your first time in the church, maybe, I think they showed me that they went to church in Itaewon. But anyway, I want to ask you, brothers, respond by saying amen. Even if you don't understand, just say amen. You'll be blessed if you say amen.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, good. Amen means I agree. Amen. All right. I love the word amen, because amen is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Revelation, book of Revelation, right? The faithful, the amen. No. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Call on his name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, brothers. Open your mouth. Amen.
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 If we do that for 30 minutes, there will be revival.
Whoa.
Really? You don't understand the powerful effect of the word amen. You don't understand. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So respond by saying amen.
Amen.
And you eat the scripture by saying amen.
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 Alright. So judicial redemption. We need to understand. Once you're born again Christian, how many of you are born again Christian? You are born again Christian. You're born anew. You know you have eternal life. Raise your hand if you're born again Christian. If you have born again, you raise half like this. Or you're one third like this. Or you're not sure. But you're okay. Who was born again? Amen? Alright now. Okay? Maybe three brothers from Morocco, you'll be born again today. I don't know. We pray. As you listen, and you say, amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
So the judicial redemption, we have to understand. Now this is a new terminology to many of you. I know this is many of you, the new terminology. Listen. When you go to elementary school, you learn the vocabulary words of what? Elementary level. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you go to high school, you learn the vocabularies of the high school level, right?
Yes.
Emmanuel? Amen. When you go to college level, what do you learn? The level of college. When you go to graduate school, you learn the level of? Huh?
Graduate
school. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So today we are going to learn graduate level words. Amen?
Amen.
To describe our Christian life. What our Christian life is all about. Where is Romans? Oh, I'm glad you shared Philippians 1:21. I think it was the Spirit who led you to share that. Because he said, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. He said, why don't I die now? I had the answer for that. Why you shouldn't die now? I have answer for that. You want to hear?
Mm.
Hey, brothers, come on. Sit up, please. I know you can. You be good. When you tend to get like this, laying down, you tend to get lazy. And you tend to get sleep off. You know what I'm saying? Shoulders out. Shoulders out. Stand. Maybe we should stand and listen to the Word of God. You know, there's a church like that. In fact, in the Old Testament, when there's a Torah, the Word of God declared, everybody stood up. Because it's the Word of God.
Yeah.
Living Word of God.
Amen.
Hello?
Amen.
The Word. Where's the Bible? Come on. This Word is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus is God-man.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is nobody. He is not nobody. He is God-man. He's a king. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we should respect the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever the word of God is declared, we should respect with all our being. With posture, with attitude, with attention, with our hearts. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can see on your face. I can tell when you're, I've been doing ministry for 24 years now. I can tell when I look at your face whether you are interested or not. Whether you are hungry or not. Whether you are focusing or not. Whether you're thinking something else or not. That's why I ask you very often. I say, look at me. See, some of you are not looking at me now. Doing something else. Wasting God's time. No good. We have to focus on God. Amen.
Amen.
This is God's time, not my time. I'm just a tool. I'm just a tool God is using me now for 20, 30 minutes, right? Right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's respect the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So judicial redemption, okay, means, judicial redemption means I am born again. When I'm born again, by law, right, I am redeemed. I have been redeemed means I was bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. By the blood of Jesus, I was bought. God bought you by the blood of Jesus.
Yeah.
That's redemption. But it's something else for organic salvation. Organic salvation is something else. It begins with the judicial redemption. We need to be bought by God with the blood of Jesus. But then after you are redeemed from the sins, then you're bought by God. But then what? Then what? You see? For to me to live is Christ, to die is gain. But if I die now, what's going to happen? I'm a born again Christian, therefore I'm a child of God. But if I die now, I will not become overcomer. Now, please, brothers, there is a word, overcomer. Everybody say overcomer.
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 And you say, Brother Paul, is there a word in the Bible? Absolutely. You read Revelation chapter 2 and 3. Throughout those seven churches, God is writing in the end time. God is interested in those seven churches. Who is the overcomer? Who is overcoming the book of Ephesus, Smyrna, you know, Sardis? So we are living in the last days. We are living in the end time. Do you believe that we are living in the end time?
Yeah.
I mean, I was very surprised to see those African students in China, and they're encountering the recovery truth, and they're now in the Philippines receiving this training for 21 days. And you know what? Their spirit is being released. They're learning how to use their spirit. They're learning how to call on the name of the Lord. And they're spiritually, they're being fed. And like, wow. God is raising His bride throughout the world right now. And I believe the time is coming. That Jesus Christ will come back when the bride is ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you really ready?
Yes.
Some of you, I'm afraid, you think you're ready, but when He comes, you found out you're not ready. That's a very scary thing, isn't it? Make sure we are ready. And if you want to be ready, then and this message is for you. Okay? This message is for you. Amen. Let's go. So, let's read Romans 3, 23, 24. Ready? Begin. There is no difference, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified. You see that word redemption? You're bought by God. You're redeemed, right? Came by what? Christ Jesus. Okay? So, through the blood, okay, Christ has redeemed you, right? That's called judicial redemption. Everybody say judicial redemption.
Judicial redemption.
So if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? By law, by God's law, you have been redeemed. Alright? You have been redeemed. Amen? Redeemed from Satan. Redeemed from your sin. Okay? But that's not it. That's not the finish. That's not the goal line. Once you're redeemed, now you have to work out your salvation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why you should not die now is because I need time to work out my salvation.
Amen.
I need time to find my character. I need time to crucify my flesh and deny myself. Sister Rachel just talked about something very insightful. Remember, when Jesus died on the cross, we were included there, and our old self has been crucified. Please repeat after me. Our old self has been crucified. But the flesh and self has not been crucified yet. You have to understand this. You understand? Hey, if your old self, which is talking about Adam, the old creation belongs to Adam, first Adam, right? So just because our old self is crucified, that doesn't mean your flesh, meaning your desire, what is that? Flesh consisted of your what? Your lust, right? What is that?
Passions
and lust. Listen, just because you are crucified with Christ, you're done away with your passions of the flesh and lust of the flesh. Is that right? No. You still have a problem with your lust and passions of your flesh. Do you agree, brothers?
Yeah.
Brothers, do you agree?
Yeah.
That includes sisters too. Sisters, do you agree? You're still struggling with the passions and lust of your flesh. Why is that? Because we have not finished the work. We finished the organic salvation. I was surprised. I'm probably surprised here too, if I ask some of you. There's an African brother I met in the Philippines, and I said, and we were talking about this similar issue, and then he said, I never knew. I was a Christian for my entire life, and I never knew. After being born again, I never knew that I need to grow. He didn't have any idea about growing. Brothers, how old are you? Your spiritual age. I'm sure most of you are born again Christian. How old are you spiritually? We need to ask this question. We should not just grow old, but grow up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm talking to myself. We should not just grow old. Every year, birthday, I'm getting older, blah, blah, blah. But that's not important. What's important is, what about your inner man? What about your inner man, inner self? What about the real you in you? When nobody sees you, what you are, that's your integrity. That's your character, isn't it? Right? How old are you? How mature are you? So that has to do with the organic salvation. So organic salvation is very, very important. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so this scripture is just Romans chapter 3. This is a judicial redemption scripture, okay? You got it, right? All right, let's go to the organic salvation. We need to read some scriptures and you understand. Okay, we'll back it up what I just explained. Okay, let's go. Go ahead. By the way, Brother Kush, how do we say your name?
Kesser.
Kesser? Kesser. Brother Kesser did a wonderful job of making PPT. Yesterday he came here. How many hours?
2 hours.
2 hours he prepared all this PPT. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.
But accidentally when he went out, he locked the door.
I want to just say, good miracle. There are many miracles in our life. When the door was locked from inside, I did not know how to turn off the door. I just pushed the button inside and went out. And when I tried my best to open the door from the automatic door, it was not being open because the door was turned from the lock inside. There are two locks, one and another is door lock. So I forgot about this, and I called Brother Richard, and he came. We tried hard to open the door, but we were unable to open the door. Suddenly, I told Brother Richard, please blow something that I tried my best to go inside and turn
you
on
found the
door.
Key.
Yeah. Finally, I do not know. God provided us key. I do not.
Amen. God is great.
God,
you found the key, and then we didn't even call the locksmith. Amen.
Outside the door.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. All right. Let me preach the message now.
Okay.
Okay, praise the Lord. Now, 1 Peter 2:2, okay? Organic salvation. Ready? Begin. No. Brothers, you are warriors. Okay? Speak Speak like, say like a warriors, alright? Not like a babies. Okay, ready? Begin.
Like newborn babies, raise your hands to heaven, so that by faith you may grow up in your salvation.
Hallelujah!
Hey.
Like newborn babies, maybe some of you are newborn babies, or you've been born again, but for 10, 20 years you have not grown much. So this scripture is for you and for me, right? Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, which is the word of God. We need to have craveness. Oh, brothers and sisters, what are you craving for these days? Huh? Do you have any craving in your heart? You tell me, what is your craving? Do you crave for more kimchi? Many foreigners who live in Korea and then they went back to their country, they miss kimchi. Brother Clint says, did you bring my kimchi? And I say, no. Actually, he wanted to ask me to bring kimchi, but... Do you crave for what? Money? Do you crave for some pleasures? What is your craving? Okay, organic salvation has to do with craving spiritual milk, spiritual food, which is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Bible says, grow up in your salvation. Everybody say, grow up in your salvation.
Grow up in your salvation.
Come on, talk to somebody. Grow up in your salvation.
Grow up in your salvation.
Come on, talk to somebody. Grow up in your salvation.
Grow up in your salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We need to grow up in our salvation. Okay? Amen. So we need to move on from just a Sunday Christian. God never called us to be Sunday Christians. Okay? We need to grow up from Sunday Christians to deeper. All right. Next scripture. Okay, ready? Begin. If we, and we are God's enemies, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through His
life?
Wow.
Amen.
Do you see this here? After we are what? Reconciled. That's redemption. Reconciled to Him through the death of His Son, right? Now we are reconciled. We are redeemed. That's judicial redemption. But then He says, how much more? See, judicial redemption is one-time thing. But organic salvation is continual growth, continual thing. How much more, having been reconciled now, shall we be saved through His life? Now we need life of Christ to be saved every day.
Amen.
We need God's salvation every day.
Amen.
Don't think that you need salvation one time. No. In fact, redemption is one time, but salvation is continuous throughout your life. Throughout your life. Every day you need to be saved from some part of your flesh, your desire, your lust. Or, do you understand? Yourself. Just a little more. Rescue. Okay, we need to be rescued from ourselves a little by little, little by little. Every day we need to be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay, next. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Okay, begin. Do not conform any longer.
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and prove what God's will is.
Okay, so after judicial redemption, we need organic salvation, right? Organic means it's life-to-life relationship. Here's a head and here's a body, right? Now head and body, it's connected, okay, with life. Do you understand? You understand? When it is not life, it's organization. Many churches in Christianity, many churches in denomination, right? It's organization. Why? Lack of life. Do you understand? So your relationship with your brother is it's organic. Your relationship with me is organic. Our relationship with everybody, all the believers, even to other churches, other cities, right? It should be organic, not organization. Hello? The world is organization, right? Why? They don't have life of Christ. But we do. So here, it says, right? be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now this renewing of your mind is organic salvation. Every time you renew your mind, you are repenting. Metanoia in Greek word, renew means. Metanoia in Greek words, change your mind. So every day when we read the word of God, we are changing our mind to God. From the flesh to God. From self to God. From individual to the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So you want to be overcomer? You need salvation every day.
Amen.
And you cannot have salvation every day besides the word of God. Hello.
Amen.
Every day we need the word of God as our food. Amen. Bible is your food. Jesus is our food. Amen.
Amen.
So every day in the Kakao Talk we do the morning revival, evening revival. And those material is so good. I'm telling you, brothers. Those material are so good, so important, so essential. It's a backbone. It's the foundation. Strong foundation. When you build a house, you need a strong foundation. Otherwise, it will collapse. Or you will have a problem of building a house, right? Listen, in your entire life, you are building something. You are building your life in Christ. But then you need a strong foundation. You need a strong foundation, right? So in order to have a strong foundation, what we are studying right now is strong, could be a strong foundation. Because this is very important points. Oh, I cannot overemphasize the importance of it. So brothers and sisters, I know you are very busy with your work and all that in Korean life. Busy, crazy, crazy Korean life thing, huh? But you know what? This is important. You cannot miss it. Every day, discipline your life. Just 5 minutes a day or 10 minutes a day, morning and evening. Just discipline your life. Just open up and read the message, brothers and sisters. And eat in prayer. And share. And I'm telling you, it will nourish your soul. It will enrich your spirit.
Amen.
It will transform your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Within this body, there are some members whose life is being transformed. I know. By their fruits, I know. I pray that more people would be benefited by participating what our church is doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are a member of this church, listen, the body, the life is flowing in this body right now, right? And if you are connected, you will receive it. Hallelujah. If you are disconnected, you cannot receive it. So I pray that you will connect yourself to the body of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, next verse. Okay. Okay, this is a very important verse. Okay? Now this will hit home. This will hit home, Brother Romans. Huh? Why I cannot die now? Because I need the salvation of my soul. If I die now, I don't have a time for that. Right? If I don't have a time for it and I die, then I will not become overcomer. Guess what? When he comes back, when he comes back, if you're not overcomer, you'll be resurrected. But then you will go through the 1,000 years of hard training. Eventually become overcomer, but you will receive hard training, 1,000 years. That's not short, huh? Okay, so I'd rather become overcomer now than go through the tribulation or 1,000 years of training. How about you? I don't think anybody here wants to go through 1,000 years of gnashing of teeth, right? Bible describes it as gnashing of teeth. Now, so this is what it is now. 1 Peter 1:9, begin. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your
soul.
Everybody say, the salvation of your souls.
Salvation of your soul.
Talk to somebody, come on, declare.
Salvation of your soul.
Salvation of your soul. Salvation of your souls. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The moment you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, guess what? Your spirit is reborn. John 3:6 says, what is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of spirit is spirit. Listen, you are born from your mother, right?
Yep.
You're born from your mother, right?
Mm.
That's why you have flesh, because your mother is flesh. You understand?
Yeah.
But you are born of the spirit, your spirit.
Mm.
That your spirit is in you somewhere. We don't know where. Maybe, I don't know. Right? Your spirit is here, there, because you're born of the spirit. Jesus is a spirit, life-giving spirit now. Where is that? 1 Corinthians 15:45, right? He is a life-giving spirit. Amen? Second Adam, who is Jesus Christ, is a life-giving spirit. Come on, folks, you need to pay attention to these scriptures. 1 Corinthians 15:45. Jesus, the second Adam, has become a life-giving spirit. Meaning that he gives life continuously. Life, giving spirit, giving life. Continually, Jesus gives you life. Because He's the giver, life-giving spirit.
Amen.
Not just one time. He does not give you life one time. He gives you life continuously. Therefore, we need to call on His name continuously. Therefore, we need to have fellowship with the body of Christ continuously.
Amen.
Therefore, we need to pray continuously.
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Our life should be a Christian. Walk with God. Like Enoch. Every day we need to walk with God. Enoch lived 365 years, right? Signifies 365 days a year. So every day Enoch walked with God. Therefore, he did not taste the death, and he was raptured. That was a shadow of the New Testament rapture. I pray that we will have a blessing of being raptured. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 But you will be raptured. You will have a blessing of rapture if you fulfill the salvation of your soul. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Okay. The salvation of your soul, this does not happen. Now, let me tell you something now. Okay, now you're interested, right? Are you interested of your salvation of your souls? Are you interested? Okay. This salvation of your soul does not happen outside the body. I'll tell you something. This salvation of your soul does not happen outside the body of Christ. It's in the body of Christ. It's in the body life. It's in the church life. Hallelujah. God has intention to train you, to equip you, to empower you in the body of Christ. Because He is body Christ. He's a Christ body. Listen. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 and 13 says, we have been baptized into the body. The moment you are baptized, guess what? You are now in the body of Christ. You cannot live an individual Christian life and expecting you're going to fulfill this salvation of the souls. It doesn't happen. You know why? Because you need somebody to horn, okay? To iron, to mold you, to shape you. You need somebody. You understand? If you're just alone at home, and just with the Bible open, do you think something's going to happen? Yes, you can eat Jesus. You can experience Christ personally, right? According to the study, the molding of your spirit, molding of your soul, your character, 20% is eating and drinking Jesus. But 80% is through trials and difficulties and persecutions. Oh, Lord Jesus. May you fulfill the fulfill the goal of your salvation of your souls. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay, next. Okay, Philippians 2:12. Ready? Begin. Therefore, my dear brothers,
as I have always been, not only in my presence, but now I know in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with the
air. One more time. Declare. Come on, church. Like a warrior. Continue. Ready? Begin.
Therefore, continue.
시작.
Continue
to work out your salvation.
Continue to work out. 시작. Continue to work out your salvation.
Okay, don't see this now. Block it up. We remember. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Ready? Begin.
Continue to work out your salvation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to work out your salvation with fear and
trembling.
With what?
Trembling.
With fear and trembling. Why fear and trembling? Because overcomer, the life of overcomer depends on it. According to how much you fulfill the workout of your salvation, of your soul, you know, the reward of overcomer depends on it. Oh, I pray. Including myself. Oh, I pray. With all my heart, I pray. Just a few overcomer will come out from this church.
Amen.
Why do I say few? It's a very difficult thing. Maybe few means 10 or 20, I don't know. But not all of, definitely not all of us. According to the Bible, only few. There's always few. Even Noah's ark, right? Very few, Noah's family. Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham. Very few. Bible says, walk through the narrow road. Right? For it leads to the life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Now, look at this now. Did I finish with the scriptures, brothers? Well, it wasn't too many. Okay, Revelation 12:1. Okay. Okay, now, listen next. Okay, block it up. Okay, can you pay attention now? Okay, if you don't see this, please come sit here right now, okay? Please. How about maybe I should go like this? Can you see better?
Yeah.
Can you see better? Marco, can you see better? Sit here with that.
I'll be really quick, okay?
Judicial and organic, the differences. Comparison now. Judicial is God's redemption. Organic is God's salvation. Amen? No wonder why the Bible says, Acts chapter 2, verse 21, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be
saved.
It has to do with salvation, not redemption. Do you see? You are redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's a one-time thing. This is a one-time thing. You understand?
Yeah.
But we need to call on the name of the Lord so that we be saved. We will experience organic salvation every day, every minute, every second. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, how can you overcome your flesh, the desire of your flesh, the lust of your flesh? How can you overcome your strong self? The biggest enemy is not outside of you. Biggest enemy is inside you, and that's called self, right? And how can we overcome this self, deny the self, and crucify our flesh every day without calling on the name of the Lord? It's impossible. It's impossible. Because we need God's dispensation. We need God's transmission every day. Hallelujah. Okay, listen. So this has to do with that. The judicial redemption has to do with the Passover. It's a one-time thing. Israelites, they experienced the Passover, right? Okay, this is a one-time thing. This is a continual thing, okay? And guess what? This judicial, either judicial or organic, has to do with the household or the body of Christ. The Israelites in the Passover, they were saved by the household. You understand? One house at a time. Acts chapter 16:31 says, believe in the Lord and your household will be saved. Amen?
Amen.
It's always a household. It's a family. Family. And then, moreover, the organic salvation has to do with the body. In the body. Because the entire Israelites, starting from in Egypt, right? When they came out of Egypt, it was always the body of Christ moving together. The nation as the body of Christ moved together. They experienced together. Listen, God's intention for all the believers is in the body of Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How much connected are you? Are you just connected on Sunday? We'll come meet together and then we just pray some songs and we pray, you know? Are we connected just for Sunday, 1 or 2 hours? Is that connection? God wants more. God wants us to be connected every day.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And if by all means, if it's possible, we should meet together. But that's not possible in the reality of Korean life, right? So at least we can talk each other in the KakaoTalk. At least we can call phone call. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can share. Amen?
Amen.
Because every word that comes out from your mouth is life and spirit. Like Jesus. Jesus says, John 6:3 says, the words I have spoken to you, they are life and spirit. Your words from your mouth is also life and life. It's a life. You understand? You can either kill somebody or you can give life to somebody. Okay, now here, look. Okay, let's go to here now. Let's start with the Passover. Redemption, right? And then the Israelite crossed to the Red Sea. Okay, this Passover, this redemption happened in Egypt. E-G-Y-P, Egypt, right? Oh, we have a sister from Egypt. Amen. Now, I am not talking about physical Egypt here, okay? Please don't misunderstand me, right? Spiritual meaning, spiritual, okay, yes. So, back in the Bible, in the Old Testament, the Egypt signifies the world. World. Okay? Okay, do you understand? So they were in Egypt, bondage under Pharaoh. You know, under the enemy. Do you understand? So, when we are in Christ now, whether we are Gentile or Egyptian or Jews, we're all brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just go back to the significant meaning of the spiritual meaning now, okay? So, now, this is what happens now. I want this to be eye-opening message now. Are you ready, brother?
Yeah.
Are you ready? All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Open your eyes. Open your spirit. Look at this now. So many, I say so many, really. I think this is right. So many believers, after they experienced Passover, which is the lamb, they ate the lamb. They are redeemed. Judicial redemption happens here. But you know what? So many believers, they still stay in Egypt. They still stay in the world. That's not God's intention. That's not God's purpose, right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They had to eat the lamb in the midnight. In the early in the morning. Very early in the morning. In midnight. They had to eat hurry, in a very hurry way. And God told them to come out. Come out of Egypt. We call it Exodus. Coming out of Egypt. Coming out of the world. We have to come out and cross the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Now this Red Sea is called water baptism. We need to cross the Red Sea, right? When the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, the Pharaoh and the Egyptian, they died here under the water, right? In the Red Sea, right? So before they crossed the Red Sea, they were in the world. They were still in the world. The Egyptian soldiers still followed them. The world still followed the believers, Israelites. Do you understand? Unless you're baptized, the world will still follow you. You will still struggle with the world. But once you're baptized, you are buried with Christ into the death, into the water. The world will finish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What's stronger than the world? Self. Flesh is still there, but at least the world is finished. Okay? Now we need to move on to the desert. Desert for 40 years. What is that? That's a church life. That's a church life, right? Here, this is church life for 40 years of training, mainly training. Church life for eating what? Eating manna. Here you eat the lamb, you have to go to the manna. If some of you ate lamb, you are judicial redeemed. But now you need to eat manna. Hallelujah. But this manna, you don't have to work for it. Israelites, they didn't work anything. They just was there and the manna came from heaven. Just gift from God. So some of you are eating this now, not putting much effort. Hey, you know, you enjoy. But you shouldn't stay here because you are still in the desert. You understand? Desert is not God's intention for you. Huh? No honey, no milk. You understand? God's intention for you is the land of Canaan, the promised land. Promised land is God's intention for you. Hallelujah. So this is like a New Jerusalem, the heaven. So we need to go on and cross another river, another sea. This is a Red Sea. This is a Jordan River. Second time the Israelites cross over this Jordan River, this signifies spirit baptism. Now, when you cross a Red Sea, okay, the old creation finished. All creation finished. Adam finished. But when you cross the Jordan River, your self will finish. You understand? The self is the greatest enemy. The greatest enemy to the body of Christ is the self. It's like a, it's individualistic, individualism. U.S. is big time, huh? I was living in the States for 24 years. They teach individualism. Hey, what's your opinion? Hey, state your opinion. Your idea. They encourage you all the time. So unconsciously, you become very individualistic. Individualism. Individualism in the body of Christ is like a cancer. So here, we have to crucify ourselves. It is then you can go to the land of Canaan, the promised land, and here you experience mineral food. Here you eat the lamb, but you need to go on to eat the manna. Don't satisfy here. Now, this manna, although you are eating manna, it's very light because you're not working at it. You're not laboring. But you need to go to the land of Canaan. There you work on Christ. You labor on Christ.
Amen.
And you eat the food that is mineral. There are many foods that representing in the mineral foods in the good land, which is wheat, barley, wine, fig tree, pomegranates, and olive oil. This has a spiritual meaning to it. Wheat is talking about cross, Jesus Christ, the death of cross, wheat, right? Remember, the Bible says, unless the wheat falls in the ground, dies, it will not bear fruit, right? Yeah. It was talking about Jesus. Jesus died and he bare many wheat. And the barley is the first fruit, signifies the resurrection. So it's resurrection. And the wine is joy. You know, the wine is joy. Fig is satisfaction. Pomegranate, abundance. Olive oil, fullness. We need to eat Jesus as a wheat. Every day, amen.
Amen.
Also, we experience the cross. We experience the death of Christ. Every day, we need to eat Jesus as a wheat. Death of Christ. We need to eat Jesus as a barley. Resurrection of Christ. The center point of the gospel is death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died, therefore we die. Amen.
Amen.
He rose again, therefore we rose again too.
Amen.
We rose again and we are finished with the world, Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
Because we crossed the Red Sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Not only we finished with the world, we finished with ourselves because we crossed the Jordan River.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we are in the promised land. We are eating all this mineral food. And guess what? On the land, good land, there's something else here. You see stone and iron and brass, which you don't have in desert. You see, in the desert, you cannot build a church. You cannot build a church in desert. You know why church is not being built in so many churches? Because they are still in the desert. They're only eating manna. They're not laboring. They're not studying. They're not receiving training. Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is your time to receive training. This is your time to train your soul. To exercise your spirit and to train your soul. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I don't know when you're going to leave Korea. Maybe 1 year, 2 years, I don't know. Someday you will leave Korea, right?
Yeah.
But while you're here in Korea, receive the benefit of receiving the training of this church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you will reap the harvest. I want to read the testimony of Sister Janet St. Clint. I don't have it with me now. They wrote it. Just give you some paraphrase of Sister Genesis' testimony. She said, "The church life I experienced in Korea helped me so much to live Christian life in the Philippines." And she said, "I am looking forward to meet brothers and sisters in the Philippines." And she's ready to mingle with the brothers and sisters there, to live a church life now there. My brothers and sisters, it's all about church life. It's not about preacher's sermon. It's not. It's about church life. Organic salvation. How are you going to fulfill it? You individually studying the Bible? I can say with 100% certainty, it will not happen. Without the body of Christ, you cannot have organic salvation. You are in the body of Christ, it has to do with the body of Christ. Stick with the body of Christ. God does not need more people who's more with the gift and talents. But God needs people who can coordinate with the body of Christ, with the members of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Coordination is the key. Cooperation is the key. Oneness with the body is the key. God cares the most about the oneness of His body. More than anything else. God, who created the universe with His words, let there be. He can do all things with anything. Isn't He? He can even use a stone.
Yeah.
He can even use a stone. He can do all things. What God wants from all of us is the oneness of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. If my brother rejoices, I rejoice together. Amen.
Amen.
If my brother is suffering, I suffer together. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let the Spirit flow in this body of Christ. Let God speak to us every time we gather. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let you enjoy Christ every day through KakaoTalk, through morning revival, evening revival, and the small group. Now we have a small group, right? Oh, let us enjoy small groups. Amen.
Amen.
this material we are studying right now is, I'm telling you, so essential. It's fundamental. And I believe in my spirit, and I'm convicted, after 1 or 2 years of going through this material, we will stand on the solid rock.
Amen.
I'm positive in my spirit. Lord Jesus, stone, iron, brass. Stone is for the building, iron and brass is for the weapon. You want to be an overcomer? One last thing. Brother, overcomer. I'm sure all of you want to become an overcomer, right? You want to be an overcomer? You need to be stone, not the building of the church. You need to have the iron and brass. That's for the weapon. In Ephesians chapter 5, talks about pride. Ephesians chapter 6 talks about warrior. It's like one coin, double-sided. Bride is a warrior. Warrior is a bride. Overcomer means you are the bride and you are a warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, we need to fight our enemy as a warrior, as a corporate body of Christ. And we need to be his bride, loving him and bearing fruit and winning, winning souls for him. Hallelujah. The most important for the bride is to bear children of the bridegroom. There are two very important ministries as far as ministry is concerned. It's like this. In Matthew chapter 25, you see the two parables. Parable of the virgin, parable of the talent. Now, I'm talking about the ministry here, okay? The warrior side. The talent, parable of the oil, or the virgin and talent, right? Parable of the oil virgin is talking about oil, right? It's talking about the character. Okay? We just talked about organic salvation. And parable of the talent is for the ministry. And there are two very important ministries. One is for evangelism, propagation. We go out and win souls for Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And to shepherd them. Shepherding means cherishing and nourishing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, may God open your eyes and be part of this grandeur vision of the New Jerusalem. That you and I, we are in the process of becoming New Jerusalem, the bride and the warrior. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're a warrior, at the end, God will punish the enemy through you, through us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Brothers from Morocco, God bless you. Mm-hmm. Thank you for being patient with us today. But Jesus Christ is the Lord. And he's our Savior. He died for our sins. He rose again from the dead. Now he's a life-giving spirit. If you say, oh Lord Jesus, then you will receive Jesus into your heart. And he will change your life. He will give you strength. He will help you. Your life will be different. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may not understand the whole gospel, the good news, but just believe. There's a power in his name. Call on his name, Bible says, you shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's call the name of the Lord, all Lord Jesus together.